Last Monday, we brought you the story of Beverly Sylvia, who had a stroke at the age of 49. She made a complete recovery after getting a clot-bursting drug called TPA.
I was like, wow, I can talk. And that's a good thing. And I'm saying to myself, wow, if it's that medicine, it really worked.
A number of listeners had a strong reaction to that story, and some of them were quite personal. One comment on our website stood out. Ed Hastings of San Francisco wrote, "This story literally saved my sister-in-law's life. Thank you, thank you, thank you." We ask NPR's Richard Knox, who did the story, to find out more.
Well, as much as I'd like to take credit for saving someone's life, that would be a stretch. Here's what happened. Someone in the Hastings family heard our story on the day Tanya Gill, the sister-in-law, had a stroke. She's 39 and lives in Chicago. She was at Nordstrom's when it happened, slumped on a couch in the ladies' lounge. Gill's brother, Joe Hastings, happens to be a doctor. He lives 1,800 miles away in Los Angeles. When he got word of his sister's stroke, his wife said, "Wow, that sounds just like a story I heard this morning on NPR." Hastings pulled out his iPhone.
We have the app where you press the button and brings up all the stories of the day, and then you can either read them or listen to them. So we track down your story and listen to it, and then also has a button where you can email it to anyone, which we did.
Soon the family in Chicago all had the story. Meanwhile, Hastings packed his bag and dashed to catch a flight to be with his sister. On his way to the airport, he called the emergency room in Chicago and got a doctor who was treating her. They were already talking about giving her the drug TPA. It has to be given within a few hours after stroke symptoms start.
So when I got on the phone with the doctors, they started explaining and going into all the details and the medical legal issues, and I said, "Please, just give it now."
They did, and Gill made a complete recovery. She says she might well have gotten the drug anyway, but having her doctor brother give his strong endorsement probably moved things along faster.
For a bad thing to happen, everything happened as it should, so that I could have a recovery. You know, my mom acting quickly, the hospital acting quickly, being so close to the hospital. So feeling very, very fortunate.
Joe Hastings says it helped his family to hear our story about another woman's successful treatment.
As my mom said, to know that someone had walked down almost that exact same road before and had done so well was really encouraging.
But not everybody liked our story. Several emergency room physicians say we gave short shrift to the controversy over TPA. David Wirtz says the question of which patients benefit from this costly and very dangerous treatment is hotly debated, and the story barely mentioned this controversy. Patricia Cox, a physician at a stroke center, says this story makes it sound like a miracle drug, which isn't supported by the data. The critics have a point. TPA doesn't help everybody, and it is potentially dangerous. Studies show around a third of patients who get it right away have a total recovery or major improvement. The drug is federally approved and promoted by major health groups and state governments, but in about 1 in 100 cases, it causes disabling or fatal brain hemorrhage. So there is controversy. I asked Joe Hastings if he thought TPA should get the credit for his sister's recovery.
You know, it's something that we'll never know for sure. I personally think it helped her, and I can say with certainty, though, that it didn't hurt her.
Another thing the family says is certain is how instant communication was a theme in this story, how Joe Hastings called up NPR story and read studies on TPA on his phone, and how Tanya Gill texted her husband's relatives in India from her hospital bed on the night of her stroke, saying, "Don't worry, I'm fine." Richard Knox, NPR News.